1860 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Oh, it turned up a little bit loud there.
Oh, yeah, it turned down. Man, that is just on blast.
Okay, good morning. Monday morning. Good Monday morning, July the 28th. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You know, after the weekend, because we have all different groups of people coming in here, but the last group, Shulman and Company, probably, I've noticed mine gets turned up a little bit too.
Are you saying there may be some deafness among the...
I'm not hearing you right there.
Okay.
Okay, now
there
I am.
There we go.
There you go. We got a new microphone for Bad Bob, too.
Good morning. It's Monday morning. And of course, that's the... There you go. It says, get ready because...
Earth to Bob.
On the front page today, did we see what was going on with the airport?
Yeah, we're going
to
talk
I know
about
we're going to really... We're going to have to get in Dinger and find out, you know, all the scoop. Because, of course, we're leaving with 29 people in 2 weeks. You know, to go on the leave from the Redding Airport.
It's not Rod's. I mean, they've been having flights coming in here, but it's San Francisco that has this tendency to say, oh, let's just cancel that flight today.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, look, good morning, everybody. We've got a big week this week. Today on our show, we've got the California State Militia, which is, they're going to talk about neighborhood watches and things they do, but also Mike Warren, CEO of Turtle Bay. Is going to be with us.
Oh,
today.
Wonderful.
So, but first,
the whole thing sounds like fun.
Yeah, well, you know what? Speaking of fun, and here's a guy who just can't have enough fun is Cameron Middleton. Good morning, Cameron, our Wells Fargo advisor.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. Not exactly the most fun day on Wall Street. We are down a tad this morning as we await some more earnings reports. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 70 points to 16,890. While the NASDAQ is down 22 points to 44.27, and the S&P 500 down 6 points to 1971. Oil is down 85 cents a barrel to 101.24, while gold is down $3.28 an ounce to 13.04, and silver down a nickel an ounce to $20.62. The 10-year Treasury is up slightly this morning to 2.48. And after announcing their merger, Family Dollar is up $13.39 to $74.05, while Dollar Tree is up $1.77 to $55.99. This has been your market update from Cameron Middleton at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Cameron, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 706, 806, and 906 right here. And Cameron and his confederates, they're his associates, give great advice on financial freedom, on your annuities, on your investments, but you have to go down and see them. Let them take a look at something. Maybe, you know, with the stock market going up and down the way it is, but constant changes in it. You need people that are following that all the time. Give them a call at 243-7561. Ask for Cameron or Susan or Kathy or Josh or Chris or Steve or any of the ones down there. They're all very, very, very good. 243-7561, Wells Fargo Advisors.
104 today. That's the forecast for how hot it's going to be. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 74. And Tuesday, it looks like we're reaching around 101. It's a triple-digit week. We don't actually get down the entire forecast. We get down to around 70s at night, but that's about it. Partly cloudy tonight and partly cloudy Tuesday night. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793.
All right. Let's talk about a few things going on. Hey, let's talk about the first thing, and we're going to be talking about this a lot and reminding everybody, Reading Police Chief Rob Poletti, Town Hall. Is going to be this Wednesday at 6 p.m. We don't know if it's going to be at the city council or not, because it looks like it's growing so big that it's going to take a bigger place than that. And I know they're looking for another venue for it. But even if it is there, KCNR, we will be broadcasting that live. So you can, if you can't get in there, you can't make it that night, you can listen to it that evening on our radio station. And Bad Bob's going to have all of his equipment out there, and we're going to make this thing work. Did you, you know what the best thing about the weekend is? I don't get up at 4:30 in the morning. I don't get up at 4:30 in the morning because I get to sleep.
But you did get up on Saturday, and you did work at the doggy park. But it helps when you get a good night's sleep, of course. And you were found that when you got there that you had to shovel and move some dirt around. And it was nice. It didn't hurt on Sunday.
We were shoveling sand at the doggy park. But I tell you what, sleeping well that day, every day, is our sleep number. My sleep number setting, of course, is 40.
I've gone down to 40 now.
So we are matching each other again, but we have the dual air technology.
Aww.
I know. But we have the dual air technology so that in the sleep number beds, you don't have to do that. But the other part about sleep number is they want you to help you even sleep better by using the Sleep IQ technology, which it tracks and optimizes your sleep with the Sleep IQ. Sensors work with the dual air technology inside the bed to track how you're sleeping. No, it doesn't go to NSA. No, it doesn't go to President Obama to see how you're sleeping at night. No, this just comes back to you, and it tells you that, you know what, maybe you want to adjust your numbers on this. And again, another way that Sleep Number is trying to help you sleep better. It empowers you to make changes, empowers you, not the government, to make changes. So Sleep IQ, it's something to talk about when you go down to the Sleep Number store located in the Target Shopping Center. And, you know, right now, the C2 Queen mattresses with Sleep IQ technology, and everything on it starts at under $1,000, under $1,000. Go down and see Brian or Janice and tell them that you heard it here on KCNR, that Carl and Linda said, come on down and check out how to sleep well the rest of your life with Sleep Number. The airport, again, you're concerned about the airport, and as we all are, but not so much airports as we are the idea that we need more airlines in here. But the airport expansion just finished, or it's finished now. It's $9 million to expand the airport, which should really help with those three flights a day that are coming in. Because we want to have plenty of room. The real question is where are we going to get new flights? Are we going to get new airlines in there? Right now, San Francisco is, to exasperate everything, San Francisco is working on two of their runways. And those runways that they're used for that impacts on us because the people who have priority, the ones coming in, of course, from trans-Pacific flights, the long flights coming in. So then they have a tendency to push off local flights out. So the idea of us flying out of Redding here in a couple of weeks is a great idea, but we gave ourselves 6 hours at least so that if it doesn't work out, we can hop into a car and race down there. And let me ask, do we charge the airline for this if their flights don't go and you miss something like this?
I don't know.
You're a consumer. You're out of luck.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
We've experienced that before. I hope it doesn't happen this time. And I was able, right when you dropped me off, to have you call me or for me to call you. And then we ended up driving to Sacramento to catch a flight to LA, but unfortunately it was a performance I had to do that night. A couple things I wanted to talk with you about, also, Carl, is share with our listeners. What was it? We're having trouble with, I guess, our chat pack right now.
We're okay, I think. We're going to find out.
It's Monday. It's so funny. People come in or touch buttons on the weekend. You want to, you know, wring their neck on Monday morning. So what happened? It's World War One.
Today is the anniversary of World War One beginning on this date, and it started in Serbia when the Crown Prince, I think it was Ferdinand, was killed, assassinated in Serbia on a bridge. Now, we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back from these breaks, but Carl Lindebot. KCNR 1460, the stream's working well, everything's working well in our chat room, so I don't know, maybe they're just having problems just getting in and out again.
It's Monday hiccups,
and we got a lot of things happening this week, but we're gonna talk about the beginning of World War One because I was at the exact spot where Crown Prince Ferdinand and his wife were assassinated. I want to talk about that a little bit. We'll be right back.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palos Cedro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again in Palos Cedro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today or less.
Pardon me, lad. Where would you say a lucky Irishman like myself could get a nice cold one? Maybe you'll find me a lucky lady.
Oh, not to worry, young lad. I myself is from the lucky land of Ireland. Come with me. There's only one place in Reading where the Irish tradition lives on.
The party is always on downtown at Shameless O'Leary's. Shameless invites you down every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for 3 for $3. Three drink specials for $3. Like $3 20-ounce Coors Lights, and you call it on all Smirnoff drinks.
Oh, Danny boy, I reckon that's a hat trick.
Over 100 whiskeys behind the bar, and Jameson on tap. $3 drinks every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night downtown.
Oh, Danny boy, the people love the food down here.
The corned beef Reuben, the shepherd's pie, and the black and tan onion rings. And don't forget about Shameless every Sunday morning for brunch with a build-your-own omelet bar. Come party downtown at Shameless O'Leary's, where it's always a good time.
You'll come for the food, but you'll stay for the cheer.
Ted Light here with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. The fact that female victims are more likely to be injured in an assault is undisputed. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today to learn about our ladies-only personal protection class. This popular course is designed to teach the skills, attitude, and knowledge needed to protect yourself with a firearm. Our classes fill early, so contact us today at 999-1822 or read our reviews and register for a class at readingccw.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Michael.
Welcome
hey, you guys,
back.
I know. Yeah, I know. Listen, you want to talk about Epic? Okay, so I think I told you the story about how we were doing a telethon, Paul Anka telethon. I think it was Paul Anka and Liza Minnelli were the hosts. Vegas.
That
must have been me.
Computer.
I'm telling you. It's just, I'm telling you.
Yeah, Linda's got her chat room on.
Okay, wait.
Welcome to our Monday.
Why can I get this thing off? You
take it over to take it over back over to KCNR. While you're doing that, turn off her mic. Turn off her mic.
It's yours, not mine.
Oh, wait a minute. It's mine.
Oh my God.
Carl, you were just complaining that your computer doesn't work.
Are you sure it's mine?
Well, it's...
Let's take a quick break.
Ladies and gentlemen, we may have a small musical interlude here.
Okay,
we,
let's just keep talking. I just turned mine off.
No,
why isn't it working?
It's not off. Okay, anyway,
oh, wait a minute. There it is. Wait a minute. Let me turn it off. I'm sorry.
Carl has a new computer.
You know what? This is...
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my world.
Well, it was hiding. It was hiding behind everything. It was a little bitty. It's a little bitty window that's opened up.
Blame the girl.
Well, it's you.
No, it's always blame the girl. Pass it on down to the broad at the end of the thing here.
Hey, can I buy you a drink? Can I buy you a drink, honey? Huh?
Like, you know, we got an accident because of how you drive.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway, let me continue with the Michael Jackson thing. I want to finish my thought because it's epic. And I know I've told you all of this before, but it was a great moment. I was downstairs getting ready. We were going to perform on one of the telethons, and it wasn't Jerry Lewis, but it was another form of telethon that was at the Hilton, and Paul Anka and Liza Minnelli were the hosts. Downstairs, hot rollers in my hair, and at this point, you know, it was right there when The Wall came out. That's the album called The Wall, and Michael Jackson, he was my favorite. Whenever I went to the disco, yes, the disco, I'd always ask for this song or Shake Your Body Down to the Ground. You know, that's what the song is, Shake Your Body Down to the Ground.
Working on a visual here, by the way.
Yeah. So anyway, I hear this music because, of course, we don't know. We're downstairs getting ready. Who's going to be on the roster? And I ran upstairs, threw those rollers out of my hair so fast. I ran upstairs, and I was able to cop a peek through the back of the drop, the backdrop, to see Michael Jackson in his little glove and his shoes and his socks, and just witness him in the middle of doing this song at the Hilton. So that was my only time to see Michael Jackson, and it was through a peek. But it was, you know, I think that's epic. I think his whole, that album, it really is what really set him worldwide epic.
And the thing is, you know, I have problems with Michael Jackson on a couple of levels. But when you, Linda's whole, your whole thing with Michael Jackson is his brilliance and his genius as a performer. And I understand that. That, you know, no matter what his personal life is, and, you know, and who knows how, what
Peck
happened to him.
Aside.
Huh?
Piccadillos aside.
Yeah, I can't give up. I don't give up Piccadillos when it comes to children. But the fact is how he was raised. I'm sure, but this fact is being a genius when it comes to music. Okay. The big ruling here, a judge rules in the District of Columbia that you can, he ruled that the D.C. gun law was unconstitutional, that you can carry a gun outside your house that is in working order and able to shoot. This is a huge ruling for those who support the Second Amendment, like everybody here. And it's a blast in the face, figuratively, to gun control proponents who just want to keep the guns away from you. Realizing that D.C. is one of the more dangerous places in the world, and in Chicago where they want more and more restriction on guns. Lakes, we can go back and talk about what happened in Pennsylvania. In case you haven't heard about it and didn't hear about it last week, where a psychiatrist a patient was coming in that had evidenced, was very upset, about the ruling in the hospital that guns were not allowed. And he came in with his caseworker. He draws a pistol. This man does, kills the caseworker, a 53-year-old lady, woman, shoots her in the head. Shoots the doctor. It glances off his head, or it was one of those movie glancing shots. The doctor pulls his own pistol, shoots the guy several times. And then another caseworker jumps on him to knock him down. But the sheriff says, the police said, if it wasn't for this doctor being armed, he would have been killed, and who knows how many others would have been killed.
And will people call for the doctor's removal?
You know, that's the thing is, well, you know, it was illegal to have guns here. We ought to maybe just, no, the guy that he shot is still alive. He'll probably sue the doctor because, hey, you weren't supposed to have a gun here.
Yeah.
And because of that, you broke the law, and I'm going to sue you for shooting me because you weren't supposed to have a gun. Anytime you see this gun-free zones, you have to remember that there are people out there that don't care, that this is a perfect way for them to make their strange, insane statement or whatever it is.
Target-rich environment.
Well, you know, and not only that, but even gun control proponents are starting to understand is that, you know what, taking Carl Bott's guns away from him or his ability to buy a gun doesn't work against criminals and those crazy people out there. It doesn't work. Maybe we ought to have, and even the laws that out there have no impact. The new law, though, that they've just passed is kind of scary in a way that it says, hey, look, if somebody calls the police and says this guy is I'm worried about him. I don't know if it has to be a family member, if somebody knows him real well. Maybe it could be a teacher. Hey, I'm really worried about this guy. I need you to go in and search his house. That also can be scary. I want to talk to Sam Paredes about this new gun law at Gun Owners of California, because does that mean then that I can call the sheriff and say, you know what, Bob Belanchi's been making some weird statements here, you know, and can the sheriff then use that as an excuse to come into your house?
That's rather East German.
You think so?
Bob has a new microphone, so he's like using one of those head-held things.
That just adds another microphone to our menagerie that we have here. Like we can control the ones we have.
Hey, speaking of strange, you know, starting our Monday with, you know, interesting stuff that's happening, a 20-year-old man died Sunday after lightning struck and rattled 13 people at a popular Los Angeles beach and a golfer on Catalina Island during summer thunderstorms that swept through Southern California. The man was taken from Venice Beach. Can you just believe Venice Beach? Here it is, July.
They had
you
a storm.
See that happening they had,
they've
in the
got,
south.
Well, they've got storms coming up, they say, you know, through the from Southern California up here north, the monsoons. But this is the first time anybody can remember that ever happening.
Lightning strikes where it will.
Like 12 other people, including a 15-year-old boy, were examined after the strike on the beach, in the water, and on the famed Venice Beach boardwalk. Los Angeles Fire spokeswoman said after ranging from anxiety to needing CPR, although not all, those had been struck. Excuse me, it's Monday morning. 9 went to the hospital. And what's really weird is about the guy that was golfing on Catalina. Come on!
Well, okay, now, if you think about it, here you are out in the middle of a flat golf course. Lightning goes down to the tallest object, right? And in your hand, you're holding a lightning rod. You know, you raise it up in the air. You know, hey, look, hit me.
The scene from Caddyshack comes to mind.
The best. He says, "God would not have let this happen." And God hits him with a lightning bolt. Yeah, we like that one. Okay, Caddyshack. Let's not go there.
All right, you guys would go there, but anyway, in the midst of this, it's just very odd because you know we Vegas would have its we'd call it blackout. What are those? I went through a couple of those where the sky would become black and all of a sudden you were in a major storm. And I know there's a name for it. They come on quickly and they last for about 20 minutes and that's it.
Summer thunderstorms do develop very, very quickly. If you, even before you hear the rumblings, if you are outside in an exposed area and the weather starts changing very quickly this any time of year, if you start feeling that gust of wind come down, it is time to seek shelter. The yard work can wait.
Okay, now are you liking Bad Bob's microphone setup? It kind of it's like a air traffic controller.
It's like you're in the plane.
You have that on there.
I like Bob's voice on the microphone where you can hear that booming voice that he has. He's such a great.
So let me try that after the next break. Let me see. Oh no, we'll have guests in. I can't do that.
We're gonna be taking off here pretty soon.
In fact, we're getting ready to leave pretty soon right now. California State Militia's coming in, and they want to talk about their success they've had in neighborhood watch. Neighborhood watches they have helped form in the Cottonwood area, and this is just one of the ideas that have been pushed forward, to the police and to our leaders. And if you've noticed that all of a sudden all these ideas, Missy MacArthur writes something, it's in the paper, talking about I've tried here for 2 years to get all this stuff done. Okay, Missy, that's what she said. I've been trying for 2 years to get these things done, and now they're going to do them. Crime has been for 3 years has been going on. In the last 6 months, of course, it has erupted, but it's been building and building and building. Part of the ways of fighting this, besides more police and technology, is neighborhood watches. They get out there. Well, we'll talk about that when we get back. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Orchard Nutrition has the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in all of Northern California. Four nutritionists on the staff to help you. This is free of charge, of course. In-store deli, classes on health diet in the evenings, and other healthy living ideas. Raw and organic foods, no GMO foods, just some of the reasons to shop at Orchard Nutrition. It's been there for a long time. Walk in. You'll feel healthier. Orchard Nutrition, your center for a healthy lifestyle. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl. and Linda Bott.
Already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us. 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your barefoot plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at WallnerPlumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
Honor Flight Northern California is currently seeking donations for Shasta County Community Flight. It is our intention to honor all those remaining World War II veterans in Shasta County with a free 3-day trip to Washington, D.C. Donation checks or money orders can be made out to Honor Flight Northern California. Call 357-3380 on where to send them or drop them off at Classy Cafe on Athens Avenue, Jones Fort on East Cypress Avenue, or New West Medical Incorporated on Churn Creek Road.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
My new favorite artist.
Who is that?
That is Lindsay Sterling. And this young lady has gone from being told that she would never make any hits, she would never amount to anything, classically trained violinist who has really taken the music world by storm on her own terms, half a billion hits on YouTube, couple of albums out already. Just beautiful work, and the videos are stunning.
What's her name again?
Lindsay Sterling. She's 28, and she's just amazing. She
Where is she from?
Born and raised in Provo.
Provo, Utah.
Yeah.
I'll be darned. Okay. Hey.
And she's dancing. She's doing we're watching a video. She's actually doing splits in the air. She's dancing, a dancer would do with their lift, their extension. How weird. Just fabulous. Good for her.
Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. It is 7:35 in the morning, 65 degrees out there, going up to 104 today. Weather's brought to you by our friends at Shasta Gas Propane. You know, they have discounts for seniors and veterans there, too. You know, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, Estate Jewelry, Loose Stones, the only trained watch repairman in all of the whole area. Everybody, everything that you need in jewelry, silver, gold, you name it, he's got it. Leonard and his associates at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs. Let's go to the phones here. Terry, good morning.
Boy, I'm out of breath. Sally and I were dancing to that.
Oh, wasn't
well,
that?
You know what?
Oh,
I've never heard of her. I've never heard of her before, but if you go to YouTube and look up Lindsay Shelton.
Sterling.
And I tell you what, it was absolutely fantastic watching.
Bob says he's got some new artists that he's really turned on with the music. There's some good music out now. I mean, I think we went through a period of time where...
It's full of angst.
Well, yeah. 7:30 in the morning, we're partying already.
Hey, Terry, you have something to share with our listeners.
I did, yes. What I wanted to say was that I'm glad you talked about Missy MacArthur's piece, especially where she writes, "I have suggested the Citizen Patrol twice, capital letters, before Mr. Jones ever thought of it. It's used successfully, capital letters, by Anderson, Shasta Lake, never mind New York. It was also shut down by the Council on RPD. So... she suggested this, Patrick suggested it, Gary's suggested it, and I guess I should be dancing because it seems like the chief is dancing because I know that we suggested it. I know that when we had a two-hour meeting with him, when Robert Smith and Kayla did, they suggested it, and it's always been liability, can't do it. Can't do it because, you know, it's a lot of work to get these guys to where they're insured, and it costs a lot of money, and blah, 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 blah. And now, 3 years later... lo and behold, we're going to have this great grandioso grouping of folks that are going to probably just hear complaints unless it's monitored correctly.
And, I think what the chief is talking about, and I'm not going to steal his thunder so he can talk about it, but I think he wants to bring in these volunteers to do a variety of things to put the police. You know, one of the things he said the other day was that police spend 7 hours out of a shift doing paperwork. 7 hours. Imagine that. If you can get people, volunteers and things, you know, and people like this and organizations that are trained, so that means you've got a policeman back on the street for 6 hours, 5 or 6 hours.
You're right.
So, I mean, just think about it. But that's just one of the things. That's just one of the ideas that the chief's going to be talking about this Wednesday. And I hope you urge all your compatriots out there, Terry, to be there on Wednesday.
Well, Sal and I will be gone. We have to do. We have to get with the committee in Colusa. It's been planned for a long time. But, you know, again, it's the type of thing where, you know, all of a sudden we have this come to Jesus moment 3 years later. It's supposed to be crime prevention. And if Missy and all these folks were talking about this, they knew AB 109 was coming. And again, you know, for me, the dancing around, it just doesn't seem like they can be straightforward about anything. That's the difficulty. And, yeah, the chief, they had paperwork and all that. But we asked him about that. His comment was, well, you know, there's these new laws, like he talked about the other day. There's the 960 hours. Well, yeah, but there's probably 100 guys that are retired, you know. So really and truly, I just hope something really comes of this other than maybe, a 1,000 questions.
You know what? I think
another committee.
I think what's going to happen, it's time now. It is time. Everybody has come together at this point where you've got the politicians, you've got the people, you've got the unions, you've got the media, you've got everybody on the same page right now. If there was ever a time to move forward with this and to unite Reading behind a single shield, it's right now.
We had a robbery here in our neighborhood last week.
Right?
They came in through a window. They even put the screen back up. They took $20,000 worth of stuff while these folks were gone. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, and we have a neighbor that got broken into, and she even waited to even call in because no one even eventually even came to that. They didn't even come for that.
Well, no, they're at the point that if it's a if you need a. People wanted the police to do things like, okay, do the walking patrol, do the do a bike patrol, do this, do that, and every question comes back to this. Okay, what do you want me not to do? You know, if they're at the point where they've got a felony going down here, or we do go over here. I mean, it's numbers. Now, I'm not saying that that's correct in every case, but
are you going to have Dan Scovel come on from Community Watch?
Dan told me Woody McLennan was supposed to be on, and I don't know if Woody out there. He was supposed to be here at 7:15, and he is not here yet that I know of.
Well, the thing is that's great because those guys have really got it dialed, and I know they had resistance, but they've sort of gotten a position to where they're working well with other with the sheriff and other agencies, and their template's amazing. I mean, these guys, they do patrol, but I mean, hey, maybe that's what's going to take.
Well,
I know we're having a neighborhood watch meeting here, and I can't. We're even going to have it over at the golf course, and we're going to have a bunch of people over there. You know, the way I'm looking at it, we really aren't. You may look at it a different way, but I just don't feel that the police have been there has been avenues, there has been money, there has been a situation. They've got new equipment. They've got new cars. They've got this. They've got that. And there has been opportunities. Starman has had the money, you know, and everybody dances around the issue. You know, it's been 3 years. I mean, really and truly, maybe it is time for the citizens to say, okay, we've had enough. We'll just do it ourselves. I mean, and that's sort of what they did in Cottonwood to a degree.
And citizens are just part of it. You know, citizens' watches are just part of it. People volunteer to do things. Are just, you know, when it comes up, it's just part of it. But there's a lot of other things that can be done. And the big first thing you do is you find a place to put all the bears when you pick them up. Hey, Terry,
you're right.
Thanks a lot.
I love your idea.
Yeah. Well,
you've got a great idea, private jail. That's great. How about some folks, I mean, I'll throw a little money that way. The minuscule amount I have in my financial empire, I'll throw a dab at it. But I'm sure that most people would want to do that. How about some people who have some money in this town?
I'm sure that that's just one of the things that are going to happen. Terry, make sure that when you tell everybody what's happening at the at the Tea Party tonight, to be there Wednesday.
Well, where's it going to be? They haven't even decided that yet.
We should hear. Yeah, but you know what? It'll be out. The word will get out. We're going to broadcast it any way you look at it. We're going to broadcast it live that whole night. Okay, Terry, thanks a lot.
Sure.
You bet. Okay, Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. You know what? You were talking about something, dear. You were nudging me. Obamacare. Remember when the only thing we had to worry about was Obamacare?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the whole place comes apart, you know, and it's Obamacare, and it's such a horrendous mess, and it still is. But it's all you really had to worry about was Obamacare. Well, now we're hearing is that, you know, come 2015 – the way things are set up right now, there are going to be horrendous bills coming out to everybody, you know, that signed up for this. It could hit them with just, I mean, huge bills. And other people, they could get too much money, so they're going to get paid. They're going to have to pay taxes on it and give it back. I mean, it's such a mess. It's still a mess. But you know what? It's been covered up by what's happened on the border. I mean, it's one disaster after another. Even the Democrats are saying is that, where is Obama? Where is Obama? He's playing golf. You know. Everybody goes, he's gone all the time. Well,
scouting his new Hollywood home.
Frankly, Obama has taken less vacation time than Bush or Clinton or Reagan. He's taken less vacation time at this point. It doesn't mean that he's not out there. But you know what? Guess what? I don't care if he takes 2 or 3 days a month as long as he's engaged. I don't think he's engaged. He won't go down to the border. And now his spokesman has said, there's going to be executive action. He's going to do executive action on immigration after the summer. Well, what does that mean? Is he going to just say everybody, ollie, ollie, in free? If you're across the border, you're going to become one of us? You know, there was an article in the paper today. They talk about the immigration policy. We have immigration policies. We have quotas. We have ways of doing it. What we have, though, is a president that refuses to follow the law. The laws and the Constitution, the laws of the United States of America. He refuses to follow that. People come across, you know, coming across the border by the thousands. And what do we do with them? And it's not like they just all showed up on one day. It's been going and building for the last couple of years. What's he done about it? Nothing. People are coming across the border with diseases. What's he doing about it? Nothing. Are they being sent back? No. Or they're being sent to different states. 78%, and I got this off of the Department of Justice website. 78% of the people of these children that didn't, that have come across before do not show up for their hearings. So if they're not going to show up for their hearings, it's kind of like what we have right here in Reading, except on a much larger scale out there, is the people you've arrested, in this case, people coming across the border illegals, not just immigrants, but illegals that have come across the border, aren't showing up for court, just like we have ours not showing up for court. And then they continue in the cycle of more and more crime, more and more crime. And now you're seeing these AB-109ers in Red Bluff. One just was arrested for rape of a 17-year-old girl while he's out on AB-109. You have this other one that just got arrested after a violent felon that the dog has to take him down, AB-109er. I mean, this is going to go on and on. Where is the answer? The answer is here, my friends. The answer is to find a way to put them away. Let's find a way to incarcerate them, the ones right here. We need a place for 250 bad guys, make it 300, that we can put them. Now, where's that going to be? We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR, 1460.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
At Timberline Heated and Air, they're your local Carrier heated and cooling experts ready to install a new, more efficient Carrier HVAC unit in your home or office for much less than you might expect. With Spring in the Air, Timberline has manufacturing utility rebates with savings up to $2,650. Call Timberline now for an estimate on the new Carrier system to save you hundreds of dollars in future energy costs, pay for itself in year-round utility savings, and provide you with a 10-year parts warranty, the best parts warranty in the industry. Concerned about the respiratory health of your family? Give Timberline a call for a complete duct and equipment cleaning, keeping your system functioning at maximum capacity and providing fresh air through your entire home or office. Dirty coils force your compressor to run longer, increases energy use, and decreases the life of your system. Call 221-2222 or visit them online at TimberlineHVAC.com. They work hard to provide you with the best value and comfort you require. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air. 221-2222. Timberline Heating and Air. Proud to serve our community since 1985.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, Professional Cleaning Services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Fix it, trash it, change it, mail upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag and drop it, zip, unzip it, lock it, now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. That was good, Bob. Who's that?
This is Pentatonix, also one of my new favorites. Right? They made it big on America's Got, America's Star, what,
America's
one of those
Got Talent.
One of those programs.
Really?
And they have really taken off with some excellent cover versions.
Yeah. Hey, Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. It is 7:50 in the morning on Monday the 28th. And this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's with, of course, coffee that you can afford in all different kinds, espressos, cafe lattes, all of those. And then walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. E-cigs of all kinds with all flavors. And veterans always get discounts, always treated with much respect at Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelley are super people. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, Linda?
Okay, well, a couple things I just wanted to say. First of all, let's start with the fun ones first, and then we'll go to something that was in the headlines that's rather disturbing. But first of all, Sarah Palin is going to be starting her own channel.
You know, I can just see what's happening with this. You know, Al Gore had his own channel and on satellite, and he and what happened to Al Gore's channel? Really? He sold it to Al Jazeera.
My goodness!
Yeah, he sold it to Al Jazeera, and he wouldn't sell it to an American company. He sold it to a government-funded channel that, in the past, has released secrets of ours, who has maligned the United States on several different occasions. So, and that's Al Gore. There's your hero. There's your vice president. So, Sarah Palin has her own channel, huh?
Sarah Palin has her own channel.
Maybe we can get on.
Yeah. Well, maybe we could. I don't see why not. And a box office weekend, you know, there was Lucy and Hercules. Well, we stole off and saw Hercules, which I love The Rock. But we want to see Lucy, too. $44 million over the weekend, Lucy. The show Lucy, starring Scarlett Johansson, where the Hercules made $29 million. Yeah. Would you have thought?
Well, we were wondering, you know, about why they weren't showing it in certain areas. But Scarlett Johansson, I just wonder how she feels about. Guns and violence and all this, because this movie is a violent movie and she uses guns all the time. I find it amusing that all of these Hollywood bigwigs, all these Hollywood, you know, liberals that are against guns, oh, take guns away from everybody, yet they make their money, they make their stardom off of their shooting people, shooting machine guns, violence. I mean, come on. I mean, is it the height of hypocrisy of that? Then you've got other people like in the Expendables with Stallone and that group that have made their money off of action thrillers, but they're all for the most part, almost all of them are pretty conservative out there. And which, by the way, Expendables 3 is coming soon with everybody, including Antonio Banderas and the rest of the groups out there. How many more people are left out there? I don't know, to be in Expendables 3. Anyway, what else?
I'm looking forward to that. Well, and a serious note here, the Ebola virus. There's been 670 deaths. Now, you know that there's an outreach throughout the world. There's been two American doctors who have become infected while they're helping to combat the outbreak. These are relief groups, and there are more that are being tested. But anyway, so I just thought that kind of is making headlines. Both Americans have been isolated and are under intensive treatment.
Ebola can be a very disaster. I mean, as we know, it can kill people quick. And when Bob had the question here just a few minutes ago, was what is the gestation period for this?
You know, yeah, where people before you start showing symptoms.
And you can start, but you can pass it on before you start showing symptoms, mm-hmm. right?
And how long before one of these people gets over here?
Okay, well, there's no cure. There's no cure for Ebola, which begins with symptoms including fever and sore throat and escalates to vomiting, diarrhea, and internal and external bleeding. The WHO
sounds like a night I had.
The disease is not contagious until a person begins to show symptoms.
World Health Organization. They're not contagious until they start showing symptoms.
Right.
But that means if you have a sore throat and a cough, then you could get it. Oh, wow. Okay.
I don't know. I mean, because, you know, there's doctor, you know, as a doctor, you go to on these reliefs to help with that situation. It's kind of, you know, you see doctors who go throughout the world to help in very tumultuous.
Yeah.
And
Doctors Without Borders and a few other places.
Yeah, it doesn't help that this thing is in areas of the world where doctors, especially Western doctors, are viewed with deep suspicion. We've had people who have tried to go in and inoculate against polio murdered.
Yeah.
You know, just because.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's right. You know, hey, are you finished with that one, sweetheart?
Yeah, finished with those three headlines. Also, there has been a merger for $8.5 billion. I'll find out more. It's the Family Dollar merging with the Dollar Tree. So I think they'll all be under the same roof. You'll see in town. We have the Dollar Store. We have the Dollar Tree. We have one, you know, confused with, you know, there's three in town that I know of. So they're all going to be merging here soon. I'll find more information.
Well, aren't they all the same? Everything's for a dollar or under.
One-stop shopping for all your cheap stuff.
Well, I like to think of it inexpensive because they sell Campbell's soup. They sell all that stuff. I mean, so it's not just stuff that breaks the first time you use it. Not that I'm saying it does. Mm-hmm. But, you know, one of the things, you know, what I heard too is that credit card companies – back at the height of paranoia, if they saw people using the dollar stores, would go back and do credit checks on people. And I thought, frankly, can anybody go into a dollar store and not walk out with at least $20 worth of stuff?
That's
true. Can you walk into the dollar store and say, okay, I'm going to go in and Linda buys? They have great prices on these gift bags, right?
And also the new thing on the health study I want to tell you is that they're saying that handshakes, I hate to see this because, you know, you always see spit in your palm and back in the days and that's how you did a deal,
mm-hmm.
you know, or you don't even have to spit in your palm anymore, but a handshake. No, they're saying that the handshake is really a way to really spread disease and spread germs. So now they're talking about, and this is trending on social as far as
fist
like
bumps.
The top things.
Fist bumps. Yeah. Fist bumps.
Are less germy than handshakes. Study finds.
What about just kissing somebody? Okay, we'll forget that one. All right, we got like 3 minutes left here. Bob, tell real quick what happened to your mom this weekend.
Well, my mom is not a foolish person, but she was taken in by a very slick phone scam. Right at the outset, I'm going to say, and I've said this on BoomerTech many times, nobody from Microsoft will ever call you about your computer, but she fell for it. It was late at night. They were very, very slick. They told her computer was seriously infected and they were trying to stop the spread of the virus. You know, could she help them? You know, they appeal to a person's sense of
an older
of wanting
person
to help. Yes.
Okay.
Of a more genteel.
Yeah. Well, Linda's mom got hit on the same thing.
Yeah. Can you help us stop this infection before it hurts other people? So they appeal to your humanity. And they kept her on the line for 2 hours, ended up with access to her computer, which had to be scrapped, basically, because it was an older XP machine. They did get hold of her credit card information, promptly tried to do Western Union transfers. As a result of this latest spate of these, including Linda's mom and other people, Western Union and Visa are monitoring and have stopped most of these transactions. If you want to use your Visa to get something through Western Union, it's
Forget
very
it.
Difficult now.
Well, you know what? I got my card stolen, my number stolen one time. And after I berated Navy Fed, I berated them about not letting me use my credit card. And they said, oh, really? Where are you right now? I said, Wyoming. And they said, so you're not making charges up along the coast of California. And I'm, sorry? Can I get a credit card? And you know what? They on the road on my Harley, they got me a credit card the next day. I just had to stop in a post office and sign for it.
Thank the clerk when I use my credit card and they want to see my ID. The clerk.
And then when you admonish them about for not doing it, they spit on you. Well, okay, they don't spit on you, but you know, but the
Is that
other,
before the handshake?
Before the handshake, I spit on the hand and I say, hey, well, thank you a lot. You know, here, thank you a lot for not checking my card. At which time they get a little strange on you. At the dollar store.
Weirdo.
At the dollar store buying Microsoft stuff. Hey, Mike Warren's gonna join us after the break here. We're gonna have to reschedule our California State Militia. I just think I saw him walk by.
He apparently could not find the radio station.
It's tough. That's tough. Okay. Well, okay. We'll reschedule him. All right. Let's see. What else do we have here?
Downtown on Market Street.
Yeah, we're down here.
From Old City Hall.
Yep. Let's go. down on the same side of the street as Kobe. But you know what? Unless you know, and you're coming in from another town, this could be tough. We'll get him on. We'll get him on later on this week. Maybe after the Wednesday town hall meeting.
This is an ongoing.
Yeah, you know what? If we need to get a hold of the chief. Chief, where's this going to be at? Somebody needs to tell us for sure where the town hall meeting is going to be, because there's going to be a lot of people showing up for this. All right, Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. It's 71 degrees out there, going up to 104 today. So, again, make sure you don't leave anything live in your car or truck, or even in the bed of your truck for your doggies. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, it's not happening. Here, maybe it's not happening.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Israel's delivering a warning directly to Palestinians in Gaza. The military says it dropped leaflets over Gaza City today, warning Palestinians that Israel, quote, will not tolerate any attempt to harm Israeli civilians, and the consequences will be severe. U.S. Security Council President Eugene Richard Gasana says Israel and Palestinians should engage in an immediate and unconditional humanitarian ceasefire.
The Security Council also calls on parties to engage in efforts to achieve a durable and fully respected ceasefire based on the Egyptian initiative.
A nearly 12-hour lull in fighting in Gaza ended with the pounding of three Hamas sites by Israeli jets today. Also on SRNnews.com, for a second day, heavy fighting in eastern Ukraine is keeping an international police team from reaching the site of the Malaysia Airlines crash. The team is supposed to secure the site. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Pavlo Klimkin says Ukraine wants a ceasefire to establish a safe zone around the site.
For us, it was an extremely important prerequisite. How to ensure the access to the crash site and how to carry out effective and transparent investigation.
Government troops in the area have stepped up their push to win back territory from pro-Russia separatists. Fewer Americans signed contracts to buy homes in June as the real estate market appears to have cooled off this summer. The National Association of Realtors says its seasonally adjusted pending home sales index slipped 1.1% to 102.7 last month. The index remains 7.3% below its level a year ago. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 43 points at 16,917. The NASDAQ is off 23 points at 4,426. This is SRN News.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now 1-800-299-2896. 1-800-299-2896. That's 1-800-299-2896.
Six South Korean students who survived April's deadly ferry disaster testified at a court session today. They were repeatedly ordered by a loudspeaker to stay in the sinking ship, but eventually helped each other flee after their cabins were flooded too much.
They arrived surrounded by police guards. Six teenagers from a local high school outside Seoul come to share their memories of what happened on the day so many of their classmates died.
The session was held for the 15 ferry crew members who faced charges of negligence and failing to perform their duties to rescue passengers. Military officials in the Philippines say Abu Sayyaf gunmen have killed at least 18 villagers in a road attack today in the southern part of the country. Some of the victims were women and children who were traveling in two vans to visit relatives and celebrate the end of the Muslim fasting month of Ramadan. Officials say the attack was carried out by up to 50 militants. This is SRN News. The Senate gets back to work this week on a bill to help keep solvent the Highway Trust Fund.
The Senate had hoped to pass a bill last week, but became bogged down over disagreements about amendments that would have changed the House-passed bill. Now, senators will have to buckle down and finish work on the bill before they leave town for the August recess. Lawmakers are having trouble reaching an agreement on how to pay for the bill. Presently, a federal gas tax of 18.4 cents per gallon is used to fund transportation projects, but that tax hasn't been raised since 1993, and it's also failed to keep up with the pace of infrastructure improvements. An alternative has been a temporary extension paid for with money from other areas of the federal budget. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Washington.
Investigators are talking to two people in the search for two carjackers who rammed a stolen sport utility vehicle into a family on a street corner in North Philadelphia, killing three children. A police spokeswoman says the two men are not being called suspects. From Washington, I'm Jeremy House.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good Monday morning, July the 28th. You know what? This is the last Monday of July 2014.
Oh, my goodness.
Mike, you know what? You know, Bob? Okay, I'm docking your salary for a week because you let July get away from us. I told you at the beginning of the month there will be no July getting away from us because that means next month I'm a year older.
Yeah, that's right. August 5th is your birthday, everyone. August 2nd, you know, speaking of which, we are hosting a dinner for 10 of those people who bought the paella dinner for Turtle Bay.
It was in an auction, and they paid an exorbitant amount of money to come over.
They support Turtle Bay,
except my paella is world famous. We're hosting 10 people.
And you're going to make your famous paella. I'm going to make my sangria, and Rick and Pam Hill will be there too.
And after they're finished, we will. Linda plays. It's called sangria roulette. Do you know what that is? That's where, you know, you've heard of Russian roulette, right? In this case, people drink so much sangria that they're all around the table that one of them gets up and staggers off, and the other nine try to figure out who left.
It's hide and seek time.
Okay, I tell you what, let's go to Cameron Middleton. He's actually got a job out there and is waiting to do it. Cameron, good morning.
Good morning, and the market's not playing sangria roulette today, and I also believe Bob needs a raise, but that aside, markets are down this morning as geopolitical tensions have risen. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 41.91 to 16.918. The NASDAQ is down 23.74 to 44.25, and the S&P 500 is down 7 points to 1971. Oil is down 93 cents a barrel to 101.16. Gold is down $3.70 to 13.04. And silver is down a nickel to $20.63 an ounce. The 10-year Treasury is still holding steady at 2.47%. And while we were discussing airports earlier, some stocks of airline interest. Delta Airlines is up 14 cents to 38.20. Boeing is down 82 cents to 122.38. And United Continental is down 19 cents to 46.59. This has been your Market Minute from Cameron Middleton at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Okay, Cameron. You know what? I like those little comments at the beginning. Bob gave you a wave
Church
here when you
listening.
Talked about a raise there.
My man.
Yeah. You'll be hearing our Wells Fargo expert again this morning at 9:05, and you do want to tune in here every morning on KCNR at 7, 8, and 9. You will hear what's happening on Wall Street with the current update, because you know our market can be very volatile. Within an hour, it can change, and that's why it's great to have our experts. First thing in the morning here, that was Cameron Middleton here with our Wells Fargo Advisor experts.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Sally, good morning. It must be Monday.
It is Monday, and a hot one at that.
Oh, it is. 104 today at some
Woo-hoo.
Point. Linda's going to tell you all about it, though, in a couple minutes. So what's going on with our Tea Party and tonight?
Well, tonight we are going to go ahead with part two of our Leadership Institute. Last week we had an overview and discussed how to be more effective, and this is part too, getting down to the nitty-gritty, breaking up into groups, figuring out what we want to do to either support our local candidates or, and as well, look for people who can run for office and support them. So this is, we're looking forward not just to 2014, but also to 2016.
You know, Sally, I think that it's really important that people get involved in what's going on in their community and all that, because you can have a bigger effect, frankly, on what happens the closest to the flagpole than you can, say, in Congress, even though you should have, you know, what to say about who gets elected there. And just looking at the last elections and the turnout, that a group of dedicated people can swing an election just like that.
Yes, they certainly can if they have a plan, a plan that's been proven to work. And that's exactly what the three people are teaching the class to do. And I think that's one of the reasons why people don't get involved, because they don't think that they can make a difference. And yet, you're right. When you get together with other people and make an effort, you can make things change.
Absolutely. Sally, one last thing. I hope that you will tell everybody there that's attending, because I know you get hundreds that show up, to come to the town hall meeting this Wednesday.
I will definitely make that announcement.
And we're going to try and find out where it's going to be as soon as we can, of course. Now, we're going to be broadcasting it right here on KCNR 1460. But I sure would be great if a lot of people showed up to listen and to ask. It's not just the chief. It's going to be the DA, the sheriff, the Anderson police chief. It reaches out across the spectrum here on what to do and taking back, making our streets safe. All right.
Well, let us know. Hopefully, you'll know by the end of the day.
Okay, hopefully, absolutely. I'll know probably the next. Yeah, because it's not Rob. I think it's the city is trying to find a place for it right now. It's either going to be the Civic Auditorium, I think, or the Cascade Theater. We'll find out.
They're going to need a big place.
They are going to need a big place. And you know what? The idea is to have a lot of people there. All right. Thanks a lot, Sally.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Okay,
bye-bye.
On our weather forecast, it's 104. That's our highs today. Looking to Tuesday around 101 and Wednesday around 102. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 74. And the week is forecasted at triple-digit weather. So, again, hydrate. Please be careful to not have your pets or anything in the car, anything. If you put your pet in the car, it's 80 degrees in the morning. It's really 104 inside the car. So this weather has been brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. Give senior and veteran discounts. They do. 365-3793.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Linda in the Mount Shasta Mall. You're on August 9th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. You've got it all happening right there.
Well, it's a back-to-school expo, and actually there's going to be several booths with people that are going to be talking about safety and education and karate and everything that you possibly would want to know as a parent getting your kid back to school and interactive with the kids in school. We're doing a fashion show with Back to School Fashions that will be in front of Macy's at 12 o'clock, and then we are going to be doing a live broadcast from the 1 o'clock is the fashion show, but you want to be there early because I'm going to be broadcasting live, and we've got the CHP and Chipper. I'm going to be talking about car seats, the newest technology in car seats, and what the rules are and regulations, giveaways from Sephora, a lot of fabulous stuff that's happening August 9th at the Mount Shasta Mall.
Okay. Hey, our guest today, thanks a lot for coming in here, Mike Warren, CEO of Turtle Bay. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Mike.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, you gotta catch up with us here, Mike.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, you know, we hit the ground running at 7, and you're walking in saying, hey, that guy from the California State Militia is pretty good.
Yeah.
I know you wanted him in here with you, but no, that's not gonna happen.
Okay, we're gonna have to take a break, but I would love to hear from Mike Warren the top three things, the top three items in order that are of your concern right now with Turtle Bay.
Okay. When we get back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460, our guest Mike Warren, CEO of Turtle Bay. Today is Monday, July the 28th. It's 76 degrees today, going up to 108. We'll be right back after these messages.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults.
choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional. Or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Hey, not sure if you noticed this or not, but our city's population is changing. Thousands of violent felons have been released into our streets, and the time is now to learn how to protect yourself against assault and other life-threatening, forcible crimes. When you choose a firearms instruction company, demand the best NRA-certified instruction in the region. Demand NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Professional instructors can make the difference between a positive training experience and, well, one that you're not so sure about. 999-1822 or visit us online at RiddingCCW.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. The summer is a good time to give your irrigation system a tune-up. Remove anything blocking the sprinkler heads and fix any broken ones. Look at the spray heads on your sprinklers while they're working. Adjust them to avoid overspray onto driveways and sidewalks. Excess water flowing into the gutter doesn't help your landscape, and it can pollute our creeks and rivers. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
First-time homebuyers, investors, and those seeking refinance. Ready for an exceptional lending experience? Lane Home Financial Services is here to help. Our direct lending paperless underwriting ensures timely closings, providing conventional, FHA, VA, USDA, reverse mortgage, and much more. You deserve the best from a local lender. Call toll-free now, 877-933-3330. With offices in Reading, Chico, and Mount Shasta, we welcome the opportunity.
Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, not a commitment to lend. NMLS number 764-637, California DBO 607-3458, California DBO 916-324-6624, California BRE number 09-88341.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 76 degrees, going up to 104 today. Great music. So you're just going for it today,
yeah,
there, Bob.
Got a bunch of good
that
stuff.
Must have been some good stuff you guys were drinking this weekend.
You need to make me up a, you know, a CD I can throw in my car with a bunch of new cuts. Love
you
it.
You know what? This is that lady again, too, Shelton.
Yeah, well, this is Lindsey Stirling and Pentatonix together on a project.
Well, you know what? It should be illegal. They're really good. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. In the North State for over 20 years, Martin and his associates and his people there have got one thing in mind. That's to keep you comfortable in this hot weather. They'll work 7 days a week, 24 hours a day on emergencies. They give guarantees. They give warranties. Give them a call. They will be there to fix your system. They have fixed our systems here. They have checked on our systems. They've done just outstanding work. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check their home or their website at homecomfort.org. Really, we strongly endorse this guy, Alliance Heating and Air. Tell them when you call them that you heard it with us.
We have hot weather ahead of us, so
you know,
make sure you check your filter. Currently 76 degrees. You know, we are with our special guest today is Mike Warren, who's CEO of Turtle Bay. And Mike, before we took a break, we talked with you, and welcome to the show this morning.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're back in the saddle. Before we took a break, we talked about the top three things that are on Mike Warren's mind for Turtle Bay.
Well, let's see. I'll give you the top three. I don't know quite the order, but probably deferred maintenance, which is boring for most people, but it's essential for any kind of business that you know, you're able to fix things that need to be fixed. The boardwalk that runs from the visitor center, the old visitor center, over to the museum, or now the wildlife woods over to the museum. If something happened with that, you know, we would be in a world of hurt because we don't have enough money to fix it. So things like that are pretty important, and we need to establish a stronger deferred maintenance account. Employees haven't had raises in cost of living raises or anything for about 8.5 years. That's, you know, to keep good employees, you need to pay them at least a salary that is commensurate with.
Nobody's had a raise at Turtle Bay in 8.5 years.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, we took money away.
Because you gave them days off and all that kind of stuff. Or, yeah. Not days off, but days without.
Well, wow, the
furloughs.
The exempt employees did not get that. So they just continued to work, do the job. And as we've gone down to about 30 full-time employees, people have had to absorb more. So
Okay. We had – how many was the most you had out there?
I think about 55.
Okay. So you're down to 30.
Uh-huh.
No raises in 8.5 years.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. Now, we took away money.
Sounds like the military.
We took away money twice, and we have been able to just July 1 reinstate that. So, you know, if you have it taken away and then it comes back, it kind of feels like a raise. But, no, they're getting the same salary.
Yeah. Wow. I got a raise. I'm making as much money as I did 8 years ago.
That's right.
Gosh.
That's right. Anyway, so.
I had no idea that you'd – I knew you'd cut employees because you had to cut, expenses.
Uh-huh.
I didn't realize that nobody had a raise.
Yeah.
I mean, this is in any way, right? This isn't just like raise is just, you know, an euphemism for something else. They haven't had any.
No. Oh, no, no.
Okay.
No. We try to make it a nice place to work by doing other things, such as, you know, if they need to go to the doctors for an hour, we'll let them go to the doctors for an hour and come back, and they don't charge necessarily the vacation. But, and we do some other things on, I'll go out in spring for a lunch for all the office staff. Another one is in our office administration, they're able to bring dogs to work, say, once a month, their dogs. And it's just amazing that the dogs come in. No messes. Everything's fine. The dogs get along. And, employees like that. So it's little things like that that
we're incentives.
Well, you can do that with, when you've got, just a few people.
So happy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So deferred maintenance. I want to talk about that when we eventually get back to it. What's the third?
The third thing would be to, and I don't have anything specific, but the third thing would be to add things to Turtle Bay that brings out more people. We get about, in the summertime, we get about 400, 450 people coming through Turtle Bay on an average day. On a real busy day, we'll get 800. On a real slow day, we'll get 200 people coming through. So there are plenty of people coming in, but I'd like to do some things that would bring in even more people. What's the line called where you are on a rope and you?
Oh, the zip line.
Zip line would be great.
Zip line.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, things like that that are not only just fun to do, but are educational in some fashion. We'd like to add those types of things to our repertoire of events and programs.
How about a zip line across the river?
Wouldn't that be cool?
Do you guys have a target number? You're saying 800 per day on a good day, 200 on a slow day. What?
Average day would be 550, I think, would be a good target number.
Okay. 550. So 550 a day.
Yeah.
And usually in the summer months, you're open year-round, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So what happens is in the summer months, even though school is out, is it when it's hot, does it fall down as far as people come?
In the wintertime, we'll have average day maybe 300 and a real slow day 175. Yeah.
How many people a year do y'all have coming through Turtle Bay?
Well, it depends upon the year. When we had Titanic and Bodies, those 2 years, we had about 100, almost 160, I think 150 to 160,000 people.
And you had Titanic and Bodies. So a lot of it, of course, is tied directly into these exhibits. And these exhibits, though, I mean, those are expensive exhibits.
Yeah, exhibits range from a low of maybe $18,000 to $20,000 to a high of $120,000.
I mean, really, $18,000 for some of these exhibits?
18? Oh yeah.
Yeah, some
120.
For some of the big ones, and even the Titanic wasn't everything because you didn't have room for everything in there. Is that
right? That's right. That's right. Yeah.
So
that was fabulous. Well, Sin on the Sagebrush, we really got into that. But when we had gone,
and that was before we even went to the
But anyway, so we talked to the curator, and when I think about how you get these things boxed up, they're boxed and you have to take them off the truck. And when you think about, well, you think there's people that just come in and do that stuff. No. Your curator and your
volunteers
have to take this stuff. But usually the curator was and exactly in this place and that place. When you look inside the glass, let's say the container that's representing, you know, something educational, the little minute details, it doesn't come like that.
How do you know that, Linda? You're right, but how do you know that?
Because I talked to the curator the day of the sin, when the sin and the sagebrush, when you had your little cocktail party. I spent time with her, and I never knew that. And I went with the Michelacs, and we just sat there, and I thought it was wonderful. And you were also showing two different things, the California water exhibition. She's been on, too.
She was on last week.
Yeah, Julia, we're talking about Julia Cronin.
Right.
And, she is a Chico State graduate in museum studies, and she is very particular. When I first got to Turtle Bay, I heard about Julia from the people that delivered those crates you're talking about. And they said, well, usually we don't let, you know, curators handle our setup and takedown without us being there. But in Julia's case, they did because they knew she was a perfectionist. So when you go in there and you like an exhibition, it has a lot to do with Julia and John Doit.
Fabulous.
Yeah, and on that one right there, they had also the photography for the Cowgirls.
Oh, wasn't that a good one?
Which is just outstanding because I'm really into the West that way too. But then also on the Sacramento, photos of the Sacramento. And I don't think people realize just how beautiful and how far ranging our river is here. And it's such a shame that maybe people don't realize that, and that we're in a battle of our lives over here over water and Sacramento River, and from things like the McLeod Branch, that what can happen to that when if the dam's raised.
Well,
I mean, there's so many, everything is so interrelated around here.
Hopefully, Turtle Bay will help people understand the relationship between the river and us people. And will help people understand the history of everything from Shasta County to our country. You know, we're what I call a full-service museum. We talk about everything from science to history to natural resources to the environment to sustainability. And all of that has something to do with educating us to be better stewards of ourselves as people and of the environment. And we've got one coming up. We've got a couple coming up that I'm excited about. One is I do have a sweet tooth, and one is called The History of Candy. And you remember the candy we ate when we were kids all the way up until now? Where's it made? How's it made? What's the candy that's the least harmful to you? Another one we have is History of Rock and Roll. And,
it's about time. Wow.
Yeah.
That's going to be great.
And you know what? We can mention it first here. Elvis is going to come.
That's right. And Elvis will be there in person.
You also have the toy exhibit happening.
Yeah, Toytopia. That's
Toytopia,
right.
Toytopia, that's going to be fantastic.
History of toys. So.
And also, we in October, which is just right around the corner, an exhibit that we're really thrilled to be a part of is Liberty on the Border.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We are very thrilled about that.
The Civil
when we
War.
Get back from our trip, we're going to really go into that hard drive. We're going to go into it hardcore and ask all of our listeners to help us help support this particular event because it is about the Civil War and about our borders
and borders making our
and what they mean
and what do borders mean. I think this is a perfect time to be having an exhibit like this. I mean, frankly, you couldn't have picked a better time is keeping our borders safe and what exactly does that mean. And this is Liberty Along the Borders talks about the Civil War, but about the borders and states' rights.
I'll say something about Linda's comment there that you guys are helping sponsor that. We couldn't do what we do. That is bring in these exhibitions without sponsors like yourselves coming in with some money to help offset the expenses. We almost never get a completely offset, but partially offset makes a world of difference. And so we thank you and all the other sponsors that have stepped forward to
We know there's a lot of people and businesses out there that do this because and we'll get to Rich. Rich, by the way, we'll get to you right after this break because we want to talk about a number of other things that are coming up impacting on Turtle Bay, including the initiative or the election that's coming up.
Yeah.
So, all right. Our guest is Mike Warren, CEO of Turtle Bay. We wanted to talk about what's going on with Turtle Bay and, just the fact that deferred maintenance, that's a huge thing because that can come back later and bite you. So, Carl and DeBott, KCNR, 1460. It is 8:29 in the morning, 76 degrees, going up to 104 today. We'll be right back.
Mary's great-grandsons, Vincent and Luigi here, telling everyone about Mary's Pizza Shack's 55th anniversary Sonoma Getaway Giveaway.
What's the getaway?
Visit Mary's before August 25th and enter to win one of our weekly prize packs.
With the $55 gift certificate.
Or the grand prize of a weekend for four in Sonoma at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn.
What was it like back in the day?
Mary made her homemade pizzas, pastas, and salads with her secret family recipes.
So good.
Mary was one of the nicest people you ever met. Sounds like Nani, what about the meatballs? Were they as big as my head? Luigi, nobody can see how big your head is on the radio.
Oh!
Stop by your favorite shack to enter Mary's 55th anniversary Sonoma Getaway Giveaway. And thank you to all of our customers over the years.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
No purchase necessary to win. For complete rules and alternate form of entry, visit maryspizzashack.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All-Star Sports Bar is a proud supporter of Colt 45's baseball right here on KCNR 1460. They've been in Anderson for years, and their new Reading location is awesome. Located at 200 Hartnell Avenue, All-Stars is now serving delicious food, including their already famous All-Stars Fries. So whether you want to watch baseball, football, UFC fights, or you just want to have a cold one or a cocktail, it's all going on at All-Star Sports Bar, 200 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
Bark and Wine.
Don't forget Brew.
Yes, Brew also. Hoping you will join us Saturday, October 4th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center for the 7th Annual Haven Humane Wine and Beer Tasting with Sit-Down Dinner, Live and Silent Auction, and Basket Drawings.
This event is our premier fundraising event to help the animal population of our area. For tickets and more information, call Haven Humane Society or go on havenhumane.net.
You did that very well.
Well, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
Yeah.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
So where's your plastic? You are wrong. In all the right ways, all the underdogs.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR on this Monday morning, 8:32. It's currently 76 degrees. In the downtown studios here at KCNR 1460 AM on your dial. So happy to have you with us as well as our chat pack. Good morning. It's Carla Linda Bott. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue across from the little subway there. DC Tim and the Man in Black. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. You know, you give them a call at 244-9478. Does that mean you're going to make a reservation? No, they don't take reservations, but you get to talk to Tim. And if you try to, you know, it's always exciting to talk to Tim at the Cypress Square Barbershop. Great haircuts, super people down there. It's really support our community. Again, off of Athens Avenue in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Our guest is Mike Warren, who is the CEO of Turtle Bay. And we have people on the line here, but let's go to Rich right now. Rich,
thank you for holding, Rich.
Rich, thanks for holding, and good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Do you have a question for Mike or us?
I did. Actually, I had a two-part question. I'd kind of like to find out what's his current salary and when was the last time that he had a pay increase?
People are obsessed with my salary. I've had a $16,000 decrease. The board hasn't for me. So I make about just over $80,000, and it's a $16,000 decrease. Since I've been there.
Your next part.
What's the next part?
That was the part of, you know, again, when was the last time that the board had a increase for him? And I guess that was some years ago, or was it more recent?
That I took the decrease?
You had a decrease most...
Yeah, and I did it, you know, Rich, I did it myself. The board didn't need to do it. I did it. And I'm not even sure that the board knows, but since you're so obsessed with my salary, that
I'm obsessed. I'm just, you know, I'm a businessman out here too, and we all have to make do with.
Yeah, how much?
I think, Rich, that that nobody from Turtle Bay in 8 years has had a raise, and he said he was making $80,000, and he had a $16,000 decrease that he took himself. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what.
That's fine.
I understand your question because what you're thinking is what a lot of other people think. And just like we're going to also address the part that people still think that the city of Reading is still giving money to Turtle Bay. Are they?
No, they haven't given us money for I think it's 6 years, maybe 5 years.
5 years now, and they've cut their operating expenses from how much to how much?
$7,200,000 to $4 million.
Okay, so these are all questions that are real important though, because people need to know this, that they, you know, a lot of times people think, well, they're giving raises out there, they're living like this, but it's not like that. And so I really appreciate that question. I really do.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Rich. You bet.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
You bet. Okay. Let's talk about the election.
Sure.
Or not the election, the initiative. It's not an election, it's an initiative. I hope this isn't going to be polarizing our populace, because right now we need to all get together about this city to move us forward. But the big question is this. McConnell Foundation has been, the city council has voted 3-2 to sell them the land. The unions have said, wait a minute, we want to put this on to an initiative. The people should have a right to say whether this land gets sold because of the quote how much it's worth. It's not an election about should it be sold. I don't think. I think it's a referendum on the amount and for that. And does McConnell Foundation have the right to get this land for this amount? Okay. If the McConnell Foundation has bought this land and it goes forward, who controls the land?
Same as when the city owned it. Turtle Bay does. Turtle Bay does for the next 88 years.
Okay, how can you people are saying you're going to let McConnell Foundation build anything they want there?
My board said it best. They had heard that the McConnell Foundation runs Turtle Bay. They do not. They don't have anything to do with the operations of Turtle Bay. And the board said we have a fiduciary responsibility to assure that this number one asset that we have, which is the land, stays in our control. They're not going to be giving up the control to anybody any more than they would the city. If the city said, oh, we want a police station down there, we would have said, hey, this is the land that is basically managed and operated by Turtle Bay, and the ownership is on an 88-year lease. It's like you're renting an apartment, and the owner comes in and says, I want you to change the furniture in your apartment. What would you say to him? Well, it's the same thing with the land that Turtle Bay owns for 88 years. Doesn't matter who owns it. We have the lease for 88 years, and it'll be Turtle Bay that determines what goes there or what doesn't go there.
What goes there?
Well, trying to get a hotel.
I understand the hotel, and there's more to it than this. But I understand the hotel, but that's 5 acres. That's been given to
right.
– I mean, essentially, even Patrick Jones says, I'll give you the 5 acres.
Right.
It's the other 9 acres that people are having
problems with. I can't say specifically we haven't made – the board hasn't made any decision, but it has to be under the terms of the lease, which is it has to be related to the operation of Turtle Bay. It can't be a casino and a liquor store, a grocery store, apartment house. It has to be something that has some ties to the museum. And so the things that have been talked about is a restaurant, which would be terrific, moving the Schrader Planetarium, the vets, the Veteran Museum has been talked about. Board is talking about it in a few weeks. What else? Expansion of the hotel. Those would be the things the type of things we would do. And for all of that, we have to go through the city process just like you do if you add to your home. So the city, the community is still going to have plenty of input, but those are the types of things that we've discussed.
Okay. Can the hotel float Turtle Bay? I say float Turtle Bay. Is the hotel, when it's built there, even if you have 78% occupancy, is that enough money for Turtle Bay?
It doesn't answer all of the. It answers. I'll tell you what it answers. There's deferred maintenance. We talked about that. That's a set amount per year. Call it $40,000-$50,000 per year that we're setting aside for equipment replacement and deferred maintenance. Yes, it will do that. There is employee. Finally, COLAs or cost of living increases. Yes, it will do that. Will it put in new facilities at Turtle Bay? No, it won't. We won't have the funds to do that. But it'll take us, say, 75% to where we need to be sustainable.
Now, that's 75% off of the hotel.
From the hotel.
From the hotel. Yeah. Now, if you maintain the same fundraising that you have right now, that would make the 100% or not?
No, that includes the fundraising.
Oh, that includes the fundraising. Okay. It's not just a hotel.
That's right.
So the hotel then would be what kind of percentage? 50? 35?
No. If we did the same, if we have a budget of $4 million right now, about $800,000 of that, if you can believe it, is fundraising. That's why Bev is so exhausted.
Yeah.
I believe that.
And that's a hustle every day,
yeah.
to get money for sponsorship and from the auction and things like that. So if we maintain that, we're still going to need the hotel, and that'll get us perhaps, I'm pulling a number a bit out of the air, 75% to where we need to be. I mean, we'll see a difference. We'll see a difference.
Right.
But it's not the end all.
People say the McConnell Foundation should just pay for everything because they got all this money.
I've heard that.
They've got $300 million, something like that. I just saw that today. The McConnell Foundation can afford to pay for everything.
Well, you're shorting yourselves. I'm speaking to you as a community. The McConnell Foundation has put in tens of millions of dollars into Turtle Bay. And that money that they put into Turtle Bay in the past could have gone to anything in the community. But what they've done is they set aside an amount, and from that amount, like an endowment, they fund various things in the community. The more money they give Turtle Bay, the less money for the rest of the community. And they are not just about Turtle Bay. They're about, I think it's a three-county area that they help support with various grants. And if they, the more money they give Turtle Bay, the more money that the rest of the community does not get. So what they're trying to do is, by helping us buy the land, is get us closer to self-sufficient so they don't have to worry about Turtle Bay's operations. And I'd love it if they only funded us, but it's not fair to the rest of the communities in the area.
What do you say when people remark that, okay, they can have this hotel there, but it just it just cuts out from other people's other hotels in the area, motels in the area, so it really is not going to make any difference in the bottom line.
I would think that too, and I initially I did. I went to the a couple hoteliers. And I said, we are going to be producing over $500,000 a year in hotel tax. It's simple math, folks. It's not a number that I've come up with. It's 130 rooms. It's times 365 days. The average room, $135. Occupancy rate, 75, 76%. Times 10% is the hotel tax. There's the formula. So it's not, you know, people are saying, well,
you can go up or down then.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if we have a 73% occupancy, yeah, it'll be going down. If it's 78, it's going up. If the rate isn't, you know, it's going to be $125, the TOT, transient occupancy tax goes down. If it's $138, it goes up. So, but those are the numbers the bank.
Everybody uses. Yes.
Those are the numbers we use for upscale hotel. So I went to the hoteliers and I said, I don't want to misrepresent this number, the $500,000+ that will be going to the city of Reading. That doesn't include sales tax and property tax, folks. Okay. So I said, what percent? Is it 50% that's going to be new money? Is it 30%? I didn't know. I'm not in the hotel business. And they said, after about 6 months, it's all new money. I said, well, that doesn't make sense. And I've told this story a number of times. We were sitting in the restaurant of one of the hotels, and he says, you see those five seats over there? They're going to be vacant when a restaurant opens up here on Hilltop for about 6 months. And as long as there's a demand for that restaurant, we'll fill that. We'll fill those chairs. In other words, if there's a demand, that demand will be absorbed by the new restaurant in this case.
You got to maybe have to raise your game a little bit too.
Well, so that's right.
We like that.
So when a restaurant opens, does another restaurant close? Is it, you know, does it work that way? Yeah,
no.
And it's the same thing in the hotel business.
Here's what I also look at, too, is that maybe more people coming in to here to see, you know, as an attraction might lead other people to, you know, hey, I can't stay here. I'm going to stay down the road here, mm-hmm. you know, on some of these other hotels. Mm-hmm. Hopefully not the ones down here where we're at. but other hotels too. Our guest is Mike Warren, CEO of Turtle Bay. Any questions that I haven't asked, just send them in on chat room or call in, please, 605-4567. I've tried to address all the questions that I've heard so far, but I'm sure there's more. So please give us a call, 605-4567. If you have a question for Mike Warren, who's the CEO of Turtle Bay, he is in the center of all of this. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palisadro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
this Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Let it go.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Oh, yeah. Let it go.
That is the song.
Hey. You know what? It is, my gosh, it's 8:50 in the morning already. 76 degrees out there, going up to 104 today. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, senior and veterans discounts, 365-3793. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Redding Crown Motors, your local Ford, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. You know, Dodge Ram, you know, truck of the year last year, truck of the year this year. Plus the fact any new or previously owned car, truck, or SUV you want. 555 Cypress Avenue. No reason to go out of town. Go down there. Buy. Keep the taxes here.
I'm laughing because this song, Let It Go, from Frozen. There was this parody on a YouTube video that two dads did. They were really good singers, too, but they were driving in their car doing a parody with, of course, words made up to Frozen about how they're going crazy listening one more time about their teenage girls or tweeners that just want to hear the over and over, and they're in the car going, we're dying. It was so funny. If you go to YouTube, look up the two dads doing the parody on Frozen.
Okay, we got a question offline here that says, our guest today is Mike Warren, CEO of Turtle Bay. We've got 10 minutes left, of which we'll take 8 minutes with Mike. We've asked a lot of the questions that seems to have hit the news and hit questions about, you know, that who owns the land, who's going to control the land, how much it costs, how much he makes a year. I'm not sure how that falls into it, but you answered that one too. But now the question offline is who are on the board of Turtle Bay? You know, that's a good question because, you know, is it like Lee Salter or people like that? But who's on the board?
The chairperson, there's 7-member board, and there's a...
And this changes, right?
Yeah, changes. And there is a 40-member advisory board called the Board of Regents. The Board of Trustees, which is, I think, what this caller wants to know, the chairperson is Randall Hempling, who is the past CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. The vice chair is Evelyn Jacobs, senior vice president for U.S. Bank. From there, it's Janice Cunningham of Cox Real Estate Professionals, Archer Pugh, former city councilman and a mayor, and he is currently an attorney, longtime resident. Dennis Cowan, same thing, retired attorney, longtime resident, has been with Turtle Bay for, probably 20, 25 years.
He's a retired attorney now.
Yeah, retired attorney.
He just retired. Right. Yeah.
Dee Domke, formerly Channel 7.
She ran Channel 7, I think, general manager. Plus, she was
general manager. That's
she was just the just announced as the, like the
citizen of the
citizen
year.
Citizen of the year.
By the Chamber of Commerce.
By the Chamber of Commerce, yeah.
Bruce Lutz, a citizen of the area and a significant donor to Turtle Bay. In fact, he and his wife, Michelle, have...
Concrete or something like that?
No. He is a former Caltrans.
Oh, Caltrans, okay.
Retired, but he has contributed money to Wildlife Woods. Great, just a great individual, he and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And
no, is there a place
how many
that
people, is that, six or seven?
Can people go online and find,
yeah.
Just go to Turtle Bay and see Board of Regents?
It's not a secret.
Just go to turtlebay.org and find out. I think that this is all, everything's transparent.
Did I name seven?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, I missed the second one, though, who's you, after Randall Hempling, I didn't write that one down.
Oh, Evelyn Jacobs.
Evelyn, there you go.
U.S. Bank. Now, the, and so this isn't a secret. So these people are, so it's just go on to the website and you can find it then.
Yeah.
There are, people say, of course, I would not invest in California. There are better places for your money. You know, and I understand that. You know, it's not easy to start a business around this place or to go on. But once you're here, you're here.
Yeah, where are you putting your roots and how are you making your home, good or bad, you know, through tough times? That's where we have to come together as a community. And again, you know, sometimes the leaders, you know, Carl was saying it at the break, you know, it's the leaders and the visionaries that have that get sideswiped pretty hard. And, you know, how long do you beat up on people who are trying to, you know, want to make a better place and do things? You know, it may not be the, an idea might not be, you don't know until you try, okay?
What happens if the referendum doesn't come out so that y'all can, so that they sell the land? What happens then?
Yeah. We're thinking positively, so we really don't have a necessarily a defined plan B, but we will have to go back to the drawing board, and it'll be years of more planning, and we'll be leasing the land. It'll be very hard to get a loan as it has been. You know, if you lease land, banks don't like to loan a lot of money, and that's one of the main reasons we're McConnell's buying land, so it's under ownership, and there's collateral for any loan that we take out. I'll tell you what doesn't happen, though, if the hotel doesn't move forward. There's not 70 permanent jobs. There is not 40 construction jobs. There's not $700,000 a year going into the city's general fund of new money. There is not money going to Turtle Bay, so Turtle Bay will struggle.
You know, we're going to have I'm going to have the union, Tom Corrado, and on too. But this is the same question I'm going to ask them is what takes – is this a sign if it doesn't pass? And I've asked them this before. Is this a sign that Reading's not open for business if this one doesn't pass? I mean, every business venture, big business venture that I've seen, you know, since I've been here has gone down in fire. By people voting. I mean, is this something that says that Reading's closed for business?
Well,
I mean, I'm just saying, and this is the thing, same thing I'm going to ask them, and I'm sure that they're going to have maybe a different answer, but I'm looking forward to it, is, I mean, what does this say about us here, or does it say anything at all? Maybe it's just a hiccup.
Well, I think that people will interpret this as a sign that Reading is not open to new businesses. Yeah, I mean, that's going to be one takeaway from this. Another one will be that people don't want to see Turtle Bay be successful. Basically, what happened over the years is there were people going to the city council meetings and saying, you are funding Turtle Bay. Let them stand on their own. And the council listened to them, and for good reason. And in 2007, 8, 9 hit, there was less money.
No.
And the city, we understood the reasons why, of course, and the city said, we can no longer afford to fund you any longer. So do try to run it like a business and stand on your own. So we cut the budget. We cut employees. We did what other businesses did. We're not complaining. I mean, that's what you have to do sometimes to survive. And they said, you know, go run it like a business and look for other funding sources. That's what we've done. Clean business, 70 jobs, etc. Let me turn the question back to you, Carl.
Mm-hmm.
If a business wanted to come and locate here and said, we want to go to Stillwater Industrial Park and we are willing to pay something for the land and we're going to bring 70 jobs and we're going to bring through sales tax and property tax, we're going to bring $700,000 a year to the city. And the community said, put it up to a vote, and they voted no. what would that mean? And I think it's the same answer that Turtle Bay.
Well, the thing and the whole thing is about this land. If I go out to Stillwater, first of all, I want them to give me the land. I don't want to spend a cent out at Stillwater. I want you to give me 5 acres, and then I will build something there, and I'll stay here for 5 years at least, and I will hire this many people. But at the land, the whole thing about this is this idea that this land is worth millions more and that McConnell Foundation wants to put a high rise there. I mean, you can say it any way you want, but that's it. It's worth millions more. I frankly don't agree with that. I look at what the lease says. I look at what the appraisers say about it, that you can say anything you want if the lease isn't there. And what people's fear is that once that land is sold, that lease is going to go away, that you all will say, build what you want there. There's the bugaboo right there. And so it comes right down to the point of Turtle Bay saying, it's still ours. Nothing's going to go there. And this is our plan for it on this next 9 acres. You want to see a walking scenario of museums like in Balboa. Mm-hmm. You know, but you all need to say that in what you just said today. Mm-hmm. But you need to come out with that if that is indeed the case, which is, you said you're talking about the planetarium, you're talking to the veterans for the Veterans Museum there. What a great
That's
idea.
Right. That's right.
I mean, so these are all things that are on the drawing board. Mike Warren's been our guest. Thanks a lot, Mike,
Thanks,
for coming
Mike.
In. And that won't be
both.
The last time, of course, tomorrow. We're busy tomorrow. And then, of course, Wednesday is the Chiefs town hall meeting. Please be there. There's a lot to be said. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? But I won't
back down. The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Israel and Hamas remain locked in a conflict that has defied repeated attempts at a ceasefire. Israel's military says it was Palestinian rockets that misfired, hitting Gaza City's main hospital and a nearby park earlier today. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says it's time for both sides to
stop the fighting now, to start the dialogue now, and to address the root causes that will finally break the endless cycles of senseless suffering.
The UN Security Council calling for an immediate, unconditional humanitarian ceasefire. Ukraine's foreign minister says there's no doubt the Malaysian jetliner that crashed in eastern Ukraine was shot down by pro-Russian rebels.
We have all the proofs. We've seen the debris hit by shrapnel. We have intelligence. We intercept